Yemen after 5 months looks like Syria after 5 years. That's how the head of the International Red Cross described Yemen after a recent visit. Nearly 4,000 people have been killed since a coalition led by Saudi Arabia and backed by the United States started bombing Yemen on March 25th. Most of the people killed are civilians, and hundreds are only children. In all, over 1.5 million Yemenis have fled their homes. Airstrikes have killed hundreds of civilians, and human rights groups say the Saudi coalition has targeted densely populated areas. Yemen is the poorest country in the Arab world, with a weak infrastructure and an impoverished population. Even before the war, 60% of the Yemenis were in need of food and emergency relief. Now, with the clashes blocking access to food and major ports destroyed, that number has reached 80%. A recent coalition airstrike on the Hodeidah port, a key area for getting food into northern Yemen, is likely to make things worse. Things are so bad now that the World Food Program is saying that Yemen is just one step away from famine, and children are the worst affected. 1.8 million kids will suffer from malnutrition if the fighting continues, and their futures are also under threat. More than 400 schools have been damaged or destroyed. Thousands of schools remain shut, leaving 2 to 3 million Yemeni kids without education. And now, the coalition says it will keep fighting until it captures the capital, Sana'a, one of the oldest cities in the world. A lot of Sana'a's heritage has been destroyed over the past 5 months. It looks like the humanitarian crisis is going to get worse.